Spy Genius wrapping up that set of music with their cover of Squeeze's Is That Love. Came off of their Blow Their Covers album that came out, I'll say like a year ago. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Time has a blur time now between March of 2020 and today. In 10 years from now. There's a big blur in there for the Mockster. Before the Spy Genius, Split Enz went back to time and tied for 6 months in a leaky boat. Sloan from their Steady album that came out late last year with Keep Your Name Alive. Also, Guadalcanal Diary went back to the Flip Flop album for Always Saturday, which is a goal of mine. It's a goal of the Mockster's. Maybe it's a goal of yours. I just want it to always be Saturday. And when I wake up Monday morning, it's not. And I get really sad. Feely start off the entire set from their Crazy Rhythms album with some raised eyebrows. Is what I think sometimes you guys have. You people have. You listeners have. When you listen to the show, you're like, oh. Sometimes it's just the one raised eyebrow. You can do that. I can't actually do that. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the host. I am the Mockster. I am the man that makes the music happen. I really don't make the music happen. The musicians do that. I just hit play a lot on various electronic forms of mediums. You hear the vinyl popping, the CDs playing sometimes. Yeah, that's what I do. Got to remind you, though, that 1 in 5 Americans have come in contact with bed bugs or maybe know someone who has. Reports of infestations have actually reached extreme proportions. Now, bed bugs, they feed on human blood. And they can leave skin erupting in like red, itchy welts. And they're also really difficult to control. So the only way to prevent the spread of bed bugs is for each and every one of us to be vigilant and proactive. And learn the simple daily steps that minimize the chances of bringing bed bugs into your life. Bed bugs are most effectively controlled using the help of a qualified and licensed pest professional. Learn more about the bed bug craziness out there and how to protect your home at pestworld.org. So Chris Wired, he hosts a little show on Sunday evenings called Breakfast for Dinner. If you're not familiar with it, it's basically what it means. It's you're having breakfast for dinner. It's all that sugary deliciousness, but in the evening. So pull up a chair. It's an audio feast of melodic harmonies and harmonic melodies. It is. It's power pop. It's jangle pop. It's really anything that feeds the mind at 6 p.m. each and every Sunday here at 88.3 FM WRCT. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is not only because I like to promote the shows I listen to. Chris Wired reached out to me recently and he said, "Hey, Mockster, you know Sparkle Jets UK have a brand new album out. Any chance the station has a copy of it?" And I played something off of it last week, and I'm sure he'll play something this Sunday off of it because I said, yes, yes, we do. It's called Best of Friends. Here's some Sparkle Jets UK.
I don't want in the hoverboard. She was like an under. Pushed past the paper man, calling her name. She smiled for the camels. Somebody got grappling. Her eyes were gone forever.
You're like, oh, that song was written for you, the Moxster. It was not, actually, but it's The Fall doing C-R-E-E-P. There's periods between that, so you have to actually spell it out, but it is Creep. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Thomas Dolby went back to the debut album, Golden Age of Wireless, for Europa and the Pirate Twins. I was DJing last night down at Arsenal Lanes for 80s, 90s nights, and had that requested. The gentleman who requested it said that he wore that cassette out when it first came out, and I was rather impressed. That's a nice deeper request if you're giving me a Thomas Dolby request on an 80s night at Arsenal Lanes. So I thought I would share the song with you because I love the song. Some girls in there as well, Juliana Hatfield and Frida Love, were both in the Blake Babies, and And a third member, Heidi Gluck, make up the band Some Girls, Launchpad. The track you heard. Speaking of Some Girls, did you know it was actually on this day 45 years ago that the Rolling Stones released their Some Girls album? Did you? Well, now you do. And the good news is I will play something off that album at some point during this radio program. If it's an encore edition, it might not be during this encore edition because I have over 2 hours beyond the end of the encore edition, which is in another 40 minutes. Fetchin' Bones. I played some Fetchin' Bones in that set from the Monster album with I Feel Like an Astronaut, and kind of felt good, you know. We had Some Girls doing Launchpad, had Fetchin' Bones, I Feel Like an Astronaut, and then started off everything with some brand new Sparkle Jets UK from their Best of Friends album doing their version of the band Candy Pants. Candy Pants originally did the song called I Want a Pony, which inspired all the astronaut stuff because there's a line in there that says something like, I want to be an astronaut. That's where my brain goes. I don't know where your brain goes, but hopefully your brain doesn't go where Zombo's brain goes, because Zombo gets in your brain on Fridays here. And to be honest, he doesn't have any business being on the public airwaves, but he's got dirt on our general manager, so for that reason, we give him a radio show. It's 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's called Zombo in Your Brain. That's what he calls it, Zombo in Your Brain, because it does get stuck in your brain all the time. Again, Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Now, if you have a song that you'd like to get played on the radio that would fit within this show, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or if it's Friday, June 9th, 2023, pick up the phone, call me, 412-268-9728, 412-CMU-WRCT. I haven't gotten all the astronaut songs out of me. This will do it. Some Mekons from the So Good It Hurts album with Ghosts of American Astronauts. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
lots of room.
Best kissers in the world, wrapping up that set of music with Working on Donita. Here on the Viva La Mock radio program, before that, the Asexuals, title track from their Exile from Flumetown album. Played some REM in there as well. Went back to the Dead Letter Office compilation for the song Bandwagon. H.C. McIntyre, also from her latest album, Every Acre with a New View, and start the entire set with some Mekons. The Mekons with Ghosts of American Astronauts. That gets us to where we are now. It's about 38 minutes past your hour here on 83 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. Don't forget, it is important to check your credit report for accuracy from time to time. Your credit history affects your ability to get a loan, how much you'll pay, and in some cases, whether or not you even get a job. Now, under federal law, you are entitled to a free copy of your credit report every 12 months. If you go to annualcreditreport.com or call 1-877-322-8228. Again, that's annualcreditreport.com. This reminder from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency, and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. If you're reading the news, you might have heard that Cynthia Weil passed away. She and her husband, Barry Mann, got their start in the Brill Building, writing a bunch of songs for bands. Lots of songs you might know. So I will pay tribute to Cynthia in this next set of music with a bunch of songs she wrote, along with her husband, Barry. David Johansen.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Oh, little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, gonna die before your time is due. We'll see my daddy in bed tonight. See his hubby turn out gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. He's been working, baby. I feel I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my fist just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you, do all the things that you want me to. It's a hard world to get a break in. All the good things have been taken. But girl, there are ways to make certain these days. I'm just in these rags I wear single someday. I hear what I say. I'm gonna ride the surface. No more time spent sweating. My command, I'll break loose.
Can't stand. right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful's dying. You've lost that love and feeling. Thank you.
Hey, wrapping up a set of music before we get to the top of the hour. Human League from the Reproduction album, doing their version of You've Lost That Loving Feeling, a song co-written by Cynthia Weil, who passed away this week. All those songs were songs written by her, Dolly Parton, in there. Here You Come Again, title track from her album, late 70s that one came out. Believe it or not, originally written for B.J. Thomas, but Dolly had a big hit with it. Also some Gary Numan in that set from 1979, doing his version of On Broadway. Also the Monkees doing their version of Kicks, and start off that entire set with David Johansen. David Johansen of the New York Dolls doing an Animals medley, which also had We Got to Get Out of This Place, another song co-written by the late Cynthia Weil. We've got a music calendar and a, what's the other one? A radio calendar to get to here on WRCT Pittsburgh. But let's take a little break for a second to find these calendars. Again, I want to thank you for listening to this encore presentation of the Viva La Mac radio program. You can hear it live each and every Friday evening here on WRCT Pittsburgh, starting at 9 p.m. with me, your host, The Mockster, and other random times like you did just now. We call those encore presentations, whether it's morning, evening, noon, night. I don't know what time it is, but I do know it's time for me to go. Have yourself a great day.
WRCT Pittsburgh. The last bastion of pulchritude.
Hey! What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo.
That's right, listening to his stereo. And, of course, what is on that old stereo is Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. That's right. So all of the announcements, all of the promo, all the stuff, everything I say, just disregard. Just even disregard this. I don't care what you disregard. Just disregard it all. And that last thing, too. All right, let's get started with today's show. Once again, it is a rebroadcast from 13 years ago. And this show just happens to be from, let's take a gander here. It is from April the 10th, 2009. So let's get right into that Zombo Deep Archive.
You buy them?
From people.
So what do we call a man or a boy who sells drugs? It begins with a P.
Pollution.
Yes, that's a form of pollution, but he's a pusher, and a pusher carries a bag of all kinds of drugs. Pusher will sell you any kind of drugs you want. Okay, now I'm going to play a song, and you'll hear this guy tell you that the pusher's coming, all right? Here comes the dope pusher. He's got a bag of things that he will say will make you feel beautiful. Heroin, cocaine. He has some uppers and some downers and marijuana and all kinds of good things that will one day have you in pain and agony. But you can look at him right in the face, and you can sing this song to him. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Sing along with me. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Now watch him walk away, because he can't sell you his bag of agony and pain. Goodbye, dope pusher. Goodbye with your bag of death and agony and pain. You'll have to find somebody not as smart. So that's what we want to tell the dope pusher. When somebody comes to sell us some drugs.
I like that first part. Here comes the dope pusher. He's coming today.
So the dope pusher comes, what do you say to him?
Yeah.